AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. President-elect Donald Trump has selected ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson to lead the State Department. That's according to two people close to Trump's transition team. Southern Methodist University political science professor Matthew Wilson says it is an unconventional pick.
It is certainly surprising. Usually you look in the Secretary of State for someone who has some level of diplomatic experience, some foreign service experience. This choice would not reflect that.
Sound courtesy KDFW Fox 4. Tillerson's close ties to Russia, which Trump may see as an asset, could still complicate his Senate confirmation hearings. Trump is expected to announce the appointment on Tuesday. Presidential election recount efforts came to an end Monday in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, with both states certifying Trump as the winner in contests that helped put him over the top in the Electoral College stakes. AP correspondent Scott Bauer on the recount in Wisconsin.
Election officials have certified the vote. Donald Trump was the winner on election night, and he remains the winner with only a difference of 131 votes in the margin that he got over Hillary Clinton.
The government continues to pile up evidence against the man charged with killing 9 people during a church Bible study last year. In federal court in Charleston, an FBI special agent read aloud from Dylann Roof's online manifesto about slavery, white suburban migration, and racial clashes. It also shows him posing with a Confederate flag. The nasty snowstorm that left nearly a foot of snow on the ground in some spots in the Great Lakes and upper Midwest moved on, dumping up to a half foot across New York and northern New England. Brian Audette had to shovel snow in Concord, New Hampshire.
You know, we got the cold weather, so we might as well have the snow.
There were many school delays and closures from Michigan to Maine, but Boston, New York City, and Philadelphia were spared the snow. This is AP Radio News. Former Pennsylvania Congressman Shaka Fatah has been sentenced to 10 years in federal prison. The Philadelphia representative was convicted of stealing government and charity funds. U.S. Attorney Zane David Mameger says he hopes the sentence will deter other public servants who forget they are in office to serve the public.
For him now to be sitting in prison, that's a significant signal to those who are thinking about engaging in this conduct about what can happen if they do so.
Sound courtesy WTXF. And in federal court in Springfield, Illinois, former Congressman Aaron Schock pleaded not guilty to charges that he misused government and campaign money for personal use. Schock later told reporters that he did nothing wrong.
I look forward to all the facts coming out in this case. I have full confidence in my legal team, full confidence in the good people of this community, and I'm confident that in the end, justice will prevail.
Prosecutors allege he used his position to spend lavishly on travel and other amenities. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.